Yeah, as Jamie said earlier, Al, a little bit of news around Chris Fagan. Now, we haven't heard a lot of him. He was at the draft, which was a bit of a love-in from a media perspective. Obviously, he wasn't asked about this Hawthorn racism saga. Of course, he was mixed up with Clarko there at the Hawks. But yesterday, finally fronted the media in a press conference. And sometimes, Scotty, up in Brisbane, it can be a bit gentle.
Well, of course it
on
is.
The way. And I reckon
protected
what,
species. Yeah.
But I reckon what happened yesterday is one of the news networks sent it. One of the news journos,
You know, current affair type,
a political type journo or a crime journo that knows he's never going to have to go there again, and he went in hard with Chris Fagan. Let's take a listen.
Have you ever told a player that they need to abort a pregnancy?
Can I say to you, once and for all, that I'm not going to continue to talk about this? I've signed a confidentiality deed poll, and I'm not going to play this out in public. So, if you want me to stay here and keep talking to you, I suggest you stop asking me questions about that because I can't answer them. I didn't have to stand down at all. I did that out of respect, just for the club and to give the AFL time to set up the process. But legally, I didn't have to take any leave whatsoever.
So interesting scenes there. I almost said half.
Yeah, all the best.
It's been a long year, but
hello and welcome. Yeah,
yeah, half on holidays. I'm sure he'll be listening, but. A little bit terse there, Chris Fagan, but look, it looks like in all information, the background info.
It was
at the
an interesting
Scotty,
question. That clearly wasn't his first question. But it's a pretty provocative question.
He went in hard, but I think Chris Fagan, from what I'm hearing, really hasn't got a lot to be worried about. He's on the periphery of this one, and I think he'll be okay, but clearly he's going to be dogged by this for a while. He's very keen to get in. Desperate just to get in and have his say. He hasn't even spoken to the investigators yet. And it's probably, well, definitely, I'd say it'll drag on now until post-Christmas.
Well, as we mentioned, if the aggrieved parties, if they're not willing to come to the new investigation, where does it go? What can the AFL do? Seriously. Everyone's got lawyers and King's Councils involved. I honestly don't know how they can find a way through it, which something should happen, but I don't know what. Or how?
There'll be no winners, no defeat.
No, of course not.
It'll be
not. Well, yeah, their reputations have been hurt, but the grief that the Indigenous parties have felt is obviously horrible. No winners.
Have you ever had to ask a tough one like that, Jamie? There's times when the boss says, gee,
you've
got to head out, you've got to do it. You've got to take a hit for the team.
Do you know, I actually did have to, it wasn't a hard-hitting question, but I had to try and get Cameron Bancroft after the sandpaper scandal. Yes.
What
and
did
I
you
did,
go
for
with?
The record.
What brand of sandpaper did you use?
Well, it was more just as he was returning, he was coming, playing with the Big Bash, and I had to catch him at the airport. And you know when you have to follow them?
Steve-O's the best.
I've chased people.
You're like, that's
did
not
he pause, smile, or kept
he
striding?
He actually did smile. He continued to walk, and he answered my questions. Yeah, it was two very, very short, sharp. And I was thinking, don't make a mistake, don't make a mistake, don't make a mistake.
One-on-one?
Well, they ran it was just one-on-one just by chance, because where I was waiting for him, all the other journos were down near the baggage area, and I went up to where the Aero Bridge is
decoy.
At the Sydney airport. Yeah, and he was, for some reason, he was by himself. So as he walked out, because everyone else had gone ahead, and then I was waiting, and I said to the camera, let's go upstairs, because he hasn't come out yet. So we sort of left everyone else and went
wow.
Still. Yeah, so I got him as he was walking out by himself.
And what did you go? How are you feeling, Cam? Did you open up to soften him up?
No, straight into it. I was like, this is so good.
What was that? What format was that on? The Channel 10?
Seven.
Or seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
I've got one. I was my first job in journalism. I was only about 4 weeks into the job. My editor sends me to a Tiger Woods press conference. 300 people in the room.
Oh, no.
He says, what I want to lead on is I want you to ask him, do you feel like now the off-course activities are behind you, you can get back to your best? Was I sweating bricks? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had some tough moments with Mick Malthouse where questions just had to be asked on live TV as
that
well.
That was Friday night viewing. Everyone was looking forward
fantastic.
To it.
It was interesting with Jamie being in the right place at the right time. There's Paul Dowsley, a great journo at Channel 7. Remember when Cardinal Pell was under the pump?
Yeah.
He was at that monastery in Kew up near Xavier College. There was probably 30 or 40 journos at the front gate. He thought, I might just tuck around the back gate.
Well, it's a bit obvious.
He loves stirring the pot, doesn't he?
He's sitting there. So Pell comes out with a driver. He jumps in. This is from Kew with his cameraman. Followed him all the way up the Hume.
Did he get out at a
Pell got
petrol
out of the
station
to buy a Cornetto or something, a bag of chips. And And Dowsley's jumped on him and got the exclusive interview with Pell at a servo. I think it was in Yass or somewhere like that, halfway up to... So interesting journalism stories here.
He likes to poke the bear a bit, Paul Dowsley, doesn't he?
He loves it.
He goes hard. So these general news journos can come in and out of stories and just sort of poke the bear, but it can be tough in the bubble of sport. Now, speaking of the bubble of sport, it was training day in the AFL.
Oh,
so we had...
Very excited.
Well, we had time trials. We had all the stars
well,
back.
All the... Everyone's back. Breaking like even news, Geelong are
yeah,
back.
Jake Stringer on a modified program with a groin.
Now, we love Jake Stringer. I think we're in the only people in his camp because of what he did at 2016 for our club. But when you're not in the svelte condition, you come back and you've got a groin, it's trouble for Jakey boy.
He'll be back in full training after Christmas. Mason Redmond won the time trial. Getting more publicity now, the time trials, aren't they?
Oh, everyone
well, everything
it.
Gets reported. Jordan DeGoey, he returned to full training at Collingwood in the new year. He's just had arthroscopic surgery on that shoulder, which he injured in the qualifying finals. So they've held off on that, thinking it might have healed itself. He's been in Bali doing a bit of training over there with Ricky Olerenshaw. Doesn't Ricky love the photos?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he loves it. He runs that place.
And a bit of Achilles soreness to Nick Dacos. Sam Walsh, a little bit of a worry at Carlton. Scotty with his back injury. Modified program. That's, of course, the one that kept him out.
Of that, that crucial game, yeah. Well, if anyone's going to overtrain, it's Sam Walsh, so they'd want to be monitoring every second of that.
Yeah. And speaking of monitoring, Scotland, this is in the Herald Sun, so clearly everything in footy is reported now.
Oh, it is in the Herald Sun. Number
Chris
one
Kavanagh.
Newspaper.
Sun smart rookie. This was a big story. Ed Curnow's taking no risk under the summer sun Monday. Well, it was an overcast
well,
morning.
It had zinc on.
The UV index was very high, level of 10. Curnow was prepared, slapping plenty of white zinc on his face.
Tell me that's not in my paper. Is that actually in my paper?
It is, so that's part of the report.
Sun smart rookie. Oh, dear. Okay, that's good. It's a good lesson for punters out there. We're sun smart.
And Tim Taranto, how about this if you're a Richmond supporter, Jamie? He's come down from the GWS, a superstar, won the time trial first
that's
day.
That's a good way to catch the eye.
Surge past Camden McIntosh and Dusty Martin was midfield.
You just got to do enough, Dusty. Just don't run last. That's the key to time trials.
There's a bit happening. Obviously, Liam Shields. Jamie's just texted me, actually. Liam Shields, Hawthorne to North Melbourne. Oscar Baker to the Dogs from Melbourne.
What's going on there? That we wanted pace, apparently.
Yeah, quick winger. Good fella. Good golfer. Lives in Richmond.
Anyone who lives in Richmond, Jamie, you might pick this
and
up.
And just finally, Jamie, magic round in Adelaide. Maybe it should be country round. They're going to play a game by the looks of it in Mount Barker. Scotty, which
don't they want to go to the Barossa? Is that the Barossa? No.
I think it's out that way. 33 k's from Adelaide, 16,000 people.
Yeah, well.
So it's equivalent to us playing a game in Benalla.
Fremantle and Gold Coast can pop out there and all the best. 16,000's perfect for them.
Yeah, so be sponsored. Yeah, Mount Barker. I've never been there, but it'll be an interesting
round.
Gig
for that.
They don't do that, obviously, in the NRL. They don't
no,
have
they
to
don't,
go.
But it's sure interesting, it though, to go to the country because it all eyes on a different venue. You've never been there before, so you can go and explore a new spot.
Mount Barker.
Mount Barker.
Cover it for RSN 927.
Before we go to the break, we must credit Scotland because Richard Krajicek's daughter, Michaela, won three singles titles on the WTA Tour.
Thank
got
you.
To world number 30.
Thank you.
Well
thank
done.
You.
He's covered a lot of tennis.
And Trent Langscale, the slugger, texted me again and said, before the 96 men's final at Wimbledon, there was a streaker.
Right.
Oh, dear slugger.
Jeez,
now, Steve-O.
He knows a lot of random stuff.
You claim to have a Christmas tree story that Jamie and I have been desperately wanting
the natural
to
Christmas tree, and they sell them just on Swan Street, not far from where I live.
Everything.
People queue up. But
everything
my wife said
Richmond.
Never again. We put up one of the fake ones that she actually had a skin reaction, like a rash.
Oh, to the fake one.
To the real one.
To the real one.
No, it's all the little particles and dust.
Yeah, it's just nature.
So if you're listening, Jane, we'll never get one of those again. So she came out in a rash.
A rash.
Before Christmas. You don't need that. So that's a warning to people. Just be careful.
Oh, come on.
It's the, what are the tentacles or the
the pines.
No, the prickly bits.
Just have a shower.
Have a shower?
Okay.
Okay.
Wash it off. You're all good.
Just be careful.
Go people. Natural.